Well, spring break is just around the corner, and if you're looking for vacation ideas, you can look no further than right here in Wisconsin. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network as we talk about spring festivals and activities around the state. And here with an event list, welcome spring is Ann Sayers. She is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She started that role in 2021 after serving as Acting Secretary since December of 2020 and Deputy Secretary since 2019. And she'll tell us about some seasonal things that are opening soon, plus plenty specialty museums. There's some seasonal diners that are opening soon. So as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. What are your favorite things to do in spring? Is there a festival that you attend every year or you want to tell us about? I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Ann Sayers, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Hi, Larry. It's always such a treat to be here. Thanks for having me.
Darren Bush, by the way, wanted to say hi. He said, be sure to say hi to Ann on his way out. So
hi from Darren. He's a good egg.
Oh, man. Well, March, let's start. Here we are in March. Let's start with some events that are coming up this month. And the first one is something called Arty Gras, sort of like Mardi Gras, only it's Arty Gras, and it's in Green Bay.
You got it. Arty Gras. You can head up to Green Bay. This is happening this weekend, and they have a diverse collection of work from artists and craftspeople on display. This is a fine arts festival. It's happening this Saturday, March 4th, and Sunday, March 5th. It's about 100 artists from across the Midwest. They're going to be displaying their original pieces there at the Resch Center. You'll see sculptures, ceramics, paintings, wood carvings, and other types of just gorgeous artwork. You should consider purchasing something to take home so you can kind of brighten up your house, of course. And do know that the kids are welcome at Arty Gras. There's going to be hands-on art activities available for the young ones so they can get creative too.
So, and does it cost anything to get in?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't have notes on that. So I might just recommend Googling that.
Probably
not. Sorry, I don't
not
have that in front of me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not, or if there is a small cost, I imagine it wouldn't be very much. And the Resch Center is a cool place.
It really is. There's a lot more to do in Green Bay if you want to kind of make a weekend out of it, of course.
What do you do when you're in Green Bay and want to have a good time?
Well, one place to check out is the Automobile Museum is right there. And so that's a great way to enjoy an afternoon. See the DeLorean from, of course, Back to the Future is there. And you can also check out Tidal Town. It's a really fun place to, here in the winter, you can be ice skating or sledding down the tubing down the snow hill that's right there. There's a brewery. There's a spa. Lots of good eating, too.
Yeah, and so Arty Gras this weekend in Green Bay. On a totally different note, there's the Kai's Peak Uphill Track Drag in Florence County. That's a mouthful. What's an uphill truck drag?
This one is for the gearheads. So if you love celebrating winter there's a bunch of different ways to do that in Wisconsin, and racing is actually one of them. So this is up in Florence County. It's March 11th. It's the Kai's Peak Uphill Truck Drags. It's a day of action-packed racing. It benefits some local organizations. These modified trucks will race up snow-covered ski hills for an exhilarating experience. Drag racers from 5 states are participating this year, and the proceeds are going to benefit the Kai's Peak Ski Hill, the local ATV and Snowmobile Club, and the Florence Volunteer Fire Department. This is the fourth annual event, and they have a brand new PA system. They've expanded their parking and improved the viewing areas. So the visitor experience just keeps getting better and better for this one.
And there's probably there probably would be some sort of cost associated with that. But plenty of food and so forth.
That's right. It's going to be very entertaining. It's something you probably haven't done before, right? This is the kind of thing you're going to go home with a story to tell.
Bring your camera or have your phone camera ready. Oh, man.
Joe
in Ontario, Wisconsin has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
What have you got for us today?
Well, I'd like to make people aware of a wonderful bluegrass festival that occurs. Well, it's actually the 26th annual. It's operated by a nonprofit, so all of the monies that are brought in for ticket sales go into hiring bands. It's a beautiful setting out in the country in Lafarge, Wisconsin. It happens August 17th this year, and it's free camping, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful event.
Bluegrass, and it goes for all day, Joe? Is it a couple days?
Yes. So it runs from Thursday through Sunday, and people can set up at camp at the beginning of the week, and the music starts. Typically, there are some side stages that play Wednesday evening, but most of the music occurs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they bring in internationally known bands, and it's just a very unique experience, and it's just wonderful if you enjoy bluegrass music, and that's Larry Fest.
And that's the date on that again is August, right?
August 17th, yes, in Lafarge, Wisconsin.
And, you know, there's something about bluegrass that brings, you know, I think about bluegrass music, I think, you know, if you're going to have a bluegrass festival, why wouldn't you have free camping and tenting? Somehow it goes together. It's a pretty nice deal. Joe, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in too. Number to call 800-642-1234, or you can email us, email address, ideas@wpr.org. Ann Sayers, sounds like New London is the place to go for a St. Patrick's Day celebration. What's going on there?
You absolutely have that right. So it's not often that a town will actually temporarily change their name to celebrate an event, but that happens right there in New London, where they take on the moniker of New Dublin for a week of festivities for St. Patrick's Day. The main day of festivities, that's going to happen on Saturday, March 18th, with the New Dublin St. Patrick's Day Grand Parade and Irish Fest. The parade is advertised as Wisconsin's largest St. Patrick's Day parade. It features bagpipe players, of course, marching bands, specialty performers, floats, and more entertainment. In total, there's over 100 units in this parade. And then afterward, you can gather in a heated tent in downtown for several hours of enjoyment. You're going to hear some Irish bands, savor some Irish food, sip on beverages, and browse the booths. That all happens between 11 and 6. And when the day ends, New Dublin will go back to being New London, at least until next year.
I don't imagine there'd be any corned beef and cabbage available.
Oh, I'm sure just none. I just love how seriously they take it. That is the place to be for St. Pat's.
Oh, I was thinking back. I spent St. Patrick's one year, quite a few years ago. I was in Hawaii with a Wisconsin Public Radio, a group of listeners. We went over to Hawaii, and one of the days we were there was St. Patrick's Day, and I ran in a race, a St. Patrick's Day race, where you had to, if you caught the, I want to say gremlin, but it's not the gremlin.
whatever. Leprechaun?
Leprechaun. Yeah, they had a leprechaun runner, and if you caught the leprechaun, you got a special T-shirt and a free beer.
Did you catch him? We all want to know.
I didn't catch him, but I did get a nice T-shirt that I still wear on St. Patty's Day, and I had a beer anyway.
Yes, you won. You did it.
I won anyway. Oh, man. So that sounds like a lot of fun. April, we've got lots of things that are going on in April, and I'm not sure. Well, maybe we can talk a little bit about prairie chickens.
Only in Wisconsin, right? You can celebrate the native bird at the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. It's an event designed to promote nature-based tourism and agriculture in central Wisconsin. It includes lots of educational opportunities. The activities take place in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point. They're divided up over 3 days. So on Monday, April 10th, there's going to be a screening of the documentary Dairyland that explores the challenges facing modern farming. It will include a Q&A session with the dairy farmer who's actually in the film. So that's Dan Wegmuller. He'll be there at the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids. You'll also, on Saturday, April 15th, get to do a meet and greet with two nature-focused authors. And the main day of activities is Sunday, April 16th at the Aaron's Event Barn in Stevens Point.
And you'll have a chance to get into a blind and watch prairie chickens, which I think would be really, really cool. Ann Sayers, our guest today, and she's going to be with us right up until 12:30. And I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments, or maybe you've got an event to share. The number is 800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address, ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with Ann. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. If you're looking for a list of things to do this spring, you have come to the right place. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. We're talking about spring activities and festivals going on around Wisconsin. I hope we also have time to talk about some seasonal diners that open only part of the year. We'll learn all about that with our guest, Ann Sayers. Ann's the Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and it's always great to have her come by. She's always got a wonderful smile on her face and in her voice, and it is fun to hear what she has to say. And it's always fun to hear what you have to say as well. Is there something to do this spring in your area? Ann might have an answer. If you don't, give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or you can email us, email address ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. You know, Ann, I always thought that if I wasn't working at Wisconsin Public Radio, a fun place to work would be the Department of Tourism. That's got to be a great place to work.
It's a great place. Just let us know if you ever need to make the jump.
Oh, I mean, what's better than to come up with fun places and tell people about great places to go and see here in the state?
It is just a dream that we get to muse on the best possible muse out there, which is the entire state of Wisconsin, all the people that make it up, the hospitality, the attractions, the restaurants, the hotels, the incredible natural scenery. Endlessly inspiring, and we have a lot of fun showing it off.
Well, one inspiring event is Art in Bloom, and it happens every year at the Milwaukee Art Museum. What kind of art, for example, could people expect to see?
I am so excited about this one. You know, when we picture springtime, we picture gorgeous scenes of blooming flowers, and that imagery actually just comes to life at the Milwaukee Art Museum's Art in Bloom. It's an annual event. It features 27 intricately designed floral arrays in the museum's galleries. So regional florists arrange the flowers, plants, and artwork into one-of-a-kind exhibits, and then they compete for the judges and the People's Choice Awards. The creations are on display April 20th through the 23rd, and the event is very popular. So you do want to buy your tickets ahead of time. Additionally, Art in Bloom has an indoor garden and live music inside the museum's soaring Wendover Hall. And the museum will also have shopping for springtime accessories, decor, and more. And this sounds very cool, a floral fashion party on Friday, April 21st, where floral designers showcase their wearable art.
Well, that will be fun. I would love to see that.
Me too. Yeah, get your tickets now.
So Hannah in Manitowoc has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Hannah.
Hi. I am at the Manitowoc County Historical Society, and we have a wide variety of events coming up. Right away in a couple of weeks, we have our Heritage Trade School. This is a program that you can pre-register for, and it's a weekend-long thing where you can come and practice some old skills such as blacksmithing or carpentry, dressmaking. And then in June, we have our Civil War Remembered program on June 3rd and 4th. And then at the end of June, we've got our Heritage Makers Market. That's June 24th and 25th, which is an exhibition of historic skills and trades and crafts also.
So lots going on there. It's the remind me of the place again, Manitowoc.
We're the County Historical Society.
The Manitowoc County Historical Society. Okay.
Yes.
Have you got that? Let me see. How am I going to put this? And how does somebody like Hannah or a group like Hannah, and they probably already have posted information to you, but what's a good, you want to know what's going on for sure.
We do. And I'm so glad that Hannah put all of that on the radar for all of us. But at travelwisconsin.com, we have event listings. So you can check it out by interest area, the kinds of things you want to see and do, or by weekends. If it's Thursday and you're like, what are we doing this weekend? You can look it up that way. We actually have a record-setting number of events up on the site right now. So it's a very complete list. I'm hoping the Historical Society events are there. I suspect they are. And what I love, too, about what Hannah brought up is that we're finding that cultural tourism is up and coming. I mean, it's always been important, but more and more tourists are looking for those kinds of experiences to build into their stays. And so things like these experiential opportunities, getting hands-on that the Historical Society provides is very popular with tourists right now.
Yeah, Hannah, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. As a matter of fact.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Hannah. And you say, Anne, that spring is a great time to visit museums, like in Platteville and Cedarburg.
Yes, let's talk about Platteville. So the Mining and Rollo Jameson Museum in Platteville, it's a way to get immersed in the state's early mining history. So you're able to go inside a real 1845 underground lead and zinc mine. And if you recall, the abundance of these ores in the Driftless area led to a mining boom in the 19th century. And it was a really big part of the early European settlement in Wisconsin. And the miners, who would sometimes shelter for winter inside the mines, were called badgers. And that's how we got our nickname as the Badger State. So the guided one-hour tour starts up again for the season in early May, and the tour is just going to provide a really good sense of what it was like to work in the mines and educate visitors on more than a century of mining in the region.
And that was Platteville. Cedarburg, is it? That's a little different, isn't it?
It is. You know, we know Cedarburg for its very popular events, but they also are home to the incredible Wisconsin Museum of Quilts and Fiber Arts. This is located just east of their historic downtown, and the museum puts a spotlight on traditions of creating artwork through fibers, fabrics, and textiles. So you're going to see intricate lace works, fabrics dating all the way back to the 18th century, and bags, belts, and other fiber objects from all over the world. And I love the museum is dedicated to educating the public on the artistic, historic, cultural, and social importance of quilts and fiber arts, and it's located in a gorgeous repurposed 1850s farmstead.
Oh, man. I tell you, I love visiting Cedarburg. It's so much fun. Anyway, but I haven't been to the to see the museum. So another thing for me to put on my to-do list. And another thing to put on my to-do list is the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship, which I've got to angle and see if I can get myself to be a judge one year at that, some year at that one. It sounds really yummy to me. Is it? And it's really a competition.
It really is. So we are serious about food in Wisconsin, of course, but I mean, especially when it comes to cheese. So yes, we are home to the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship in Dodgeville. That's on April 29th this year. This too gooey to be true competition will pit the best grilled cheese makers in the state up against one another. It features a range of classes, so they take it seriously. You can compete in the classics, which is where you can only use butter, bread, and cheese. And there's other classes where you can put extra toppings onto the grilled cheese. There's amateurs, professional cooks, and kids 12 and older. They're welcome to participate in this 10th annual Grilled Cheese Championship. It's happening at the Harris Park in the Memorial Pavilion. Spectators can attend for free, Larry, and you can consider purchasing a VIP ticket. And that way you get to taste test the delicious sandwiches that are being made.
Yeah, I'd go with that. I'd go with that VIP ticket myself.
Me too. And it's just, I mean, really, it's just the best possible way of celebrating the one thing we all have in common, which is a love for Wisconsin cheese.
I was looking at the competitors' directions, and among the directions was, you should have your, materials all at hand and so forth. And then when the judge announces spatula's up, I love that. That's how they get ready. Spatula's up.
I love it.
Oh man, it does. And they managed to get quite a few people. I think it was like 3,000 people or something visiting during that event. And it's in Dodgeville. I don't know if I mentioned Dodgeville, but it is, or you did. But it's in Dodgeville. And what's the date again for that? I forgot.
That's April 29th. So you have some time to get it on your calendar and make a plan.
Get my spatula up.
Yes.
Let's talk about events in May. There's of course, the governor's fishing opener, and it's in Price County. And so what goes on at this event? What can the public do?
This is a really fun event. You can join other anglers in this excitement. It's May 6th. That's a Saturday. It's an annual celebration of the heritage of fishing. This year, like you said, it takes place in Price County, specifically the Phillips chain of lakes. And the public is invited to visit Price County and just join in on the fun. The Family Fishing Day event is designed to inspire the next generation to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. It's a full day of family-friendly entertainment. It's on May 6th at the Elk Lake Park in Phillips. It also includes a community fish fry in the park. So there's really just sort of no better way than kick off the season with some tasty fish fry.
The first muskie I ever caught, legal muskie I ever caught in my life, I caught on that Phillips chain.
Ooh, so jealous.
I was probably 20 years old or maybe so, thereabouts, 20 or 21, when I caught my first legal muskie. And so I haven't forgotten that, but believe me. So
I caught a northern last year. It was smaller than the DNR secretaries. It was smaller than the governor's, but I was pretty proud. I was a little obnoxious, I think I was told.
Oh, boy. Well, that's another part about your job that's got to be kind of fun. You get out and get to do some things.
It's wonderful, yes.
Well, one that I've taken a part in is the Sint na Mai Festival, the Norwegian Heritage Celebration in Stoughton, Wisconsin. I was actually born in Stoughton, so... lots of things going on at Sint na Mai.
Yes, the tapestry of cultures and ethnicities here in Wisconsin, and we love to celebrate them. Stoughton's hosting this annual event that recognizes its Norwegian heritage. At one time, I didn't know this, 3/4 of Dane County spoke Norwegian.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so those immigrants would unofficially celebrate Norway's Constitution Day, which transformed into the city's longest running Syttende Mai festival. And the festival takes place the weekend of May 19th to the 21st. And visitors are just going to be steeped in centuries of Norwegian culture. Maybe you can help me with some of these pronunciations, Larry, but you can try traditional dishes like the krumkake, which is a
krumkake,
waffle.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. A waffle-shaped cookie or waffle cookie shaped like an ice cream cone or a bowl of hearty lobscouse stew.
Yes.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you're pretty close.
I guess I need to go and learn these things firsthand, huh?
Oh, man. It's a lot of in there races. And Jim Packard, rest his soul, was my producer at one point in his life, and he used to run that race that runs from Madison to Stoughton, which is about 20 miles. And there's a 10-mile, and there's a 10-mile walk. There's all kinds of, if you want to get involved in that, the Syttende Mai run is kind of cool.
Yeah, and there's a costume style show. There's some traditional Norwegian dancing happening. There's a strongman, a Viking strongman competition, a canoe race. There's a lot to see and do. It sounds really fun.
Many a year ago, my mother won a microwave oven in a raffle at the Syttende Mai.
We learn the most interesting tidbits from you.
Oh, she was always pretty lucky in things like that. And she won a very nice microwave oven that probably still exists somewhere. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's amazing.
Man. Let's see. Moving on to the Spring Vintage Festival. That takes place in Elkhart Lake.
Yes, so this is a really fun thing to discover the history of racing in our state. This event takes place May 19th to the 21st, the kickoff celebration to the 2023 racing season of Road America. It's a packed schedule of action at this iconic Sheboygan County Raceway. Drivers race cars spanning several decades, so it includes Jaguar, Porsche, and Corvette sports cars that were manufactured in the 50s, the 60s, and 70s. And if you upgrade your ticket to get the VIP, Road America's VIP tower, it'll get you access to that. And that tower is right next to the starting line. So you'll have comfortable elevated views of the racing along with food, drink, and other amenities. And you can even test your own driving skills during the Spring Vintage Weekend because they have public go-karting happening on Saturday, May 20th, where you can whiz at speeds up to 40 miles an hour.
John in Fitchburg has something for us. Hi, John.
Hi, Larry. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just want to make your listeners aware of an art pop-up show in Fitchburg on March 10th and 11th.
Okay.
It's called the Blind Tiger Pop-Up. We'll have 8 local artists. There'll be jewelry, pottery, paintings, multimedia art, Kenyan baskets, Moroccan pillows and rugs and decorations, and some vintage mid-century furniture. You can find more information on Facebook at Blind Tiger Pop-Up and also on Instagram with Blind Tiger Pop-Up.
Blind Tiger Pop-Up. John, thanks. Were you aware of that one, Ann?
I wasn't, but I've just added it to my list. That sounds amazing. Thank you, John.
Thanks very much, John. Well, let's see. Diners. We haven't talked about diners yet. There are some diners, and I love diners. There are some that are strictly seasonal, and the one is the Harborview Cafe in Pepin.
That's right. I love Pepin. I love diners. I love the Mississippi River. So much to get in on here at the Harborview Cafe. It's a long-running establishment. It opens for the season on Friday, March 17th. They specialize in from-scratch meals prepared with locally sourced ingredients. So they make everything from homemade soups and breads to seafood and meat entrees, show-stopping desserts. That has my attention. And the menu changes on a day-to-day basis. So you'll find it written on the cafe's chalkboard when you walk in. And they also have gluten-free entrees for those of us with dietary restrictions.
So that's the Harborview Cafe in Pepin. Another restaurant is the Delta Diner. What's it like to eat there?
Yeah, Delta Diner. That's up in Bayfield. They're going to be frying up some eggs, flipping omelets, and serving up Norwegian cakes in no time. This classic-looking diner declares itself the home of the unpretentious foodie. I love that. They open for the season on April 1st. And in addition to its daily menu, you're going to find blue plate specials that can range from anything like Cajun red beans and rice to red eye biscuits and gravy. And, you know, if you're visiting Bayfield County in the summer, Delta Diner opens up on its two other food experiences on Memorial Day. So you want to check that out. The Tap Shack, that's an outdoor cook shack. They specialize in Caribbean food like jerk chicken, pork and fish, grilled pineapple, corn on the cob, etc. And then there's Taste Buds, which B-U-D-Z, Taste Buds, is Delta Diner's coffee and ice cream shop that also opens on that Memorial Day weekend.
Love that area of the state. Karen in Madison has something to add regarding Dodgeville, I believe. Karen, hi.
Hi. I just want to mention, I don't know if it's a diner or what, but they put in that whole soda fountain back in where you can get phosphates and Green Rivers and everything we used to get in Rennebaum's when we were young. And I just thought I'd add that. I don't know if you might have already said it.
No, we didn't mention it, Karen, but so the soda fountain in Dodgeville. So after you have fun with the grilled cheese sandwiches, I would expect a trip over to the soda fountain to have some of those new old-time phosphates would be a good time.
I like how you're building out this itinerary. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Karen, thank you so much for calling. So that's something else. If you're going to go to the grilled cheese competition in Dodgeville, or even if you aren't, stop in at the soda fountain and get yourself one of the old-time phosphates like you used to get at the Rennebaum drugstores, which are now all Walgreens. I remember those well. Aging myself here. Maybe one more. Spring break, there's some Wisconsin towns that have maybe a good place to go for a spring vacation. Chippewa Falls is one. I know. I like Chippewa Falls.
I do too. You got that small town hospitality, but lots of big fun. You can cheer on the Chippewa Steel hockey team. Kids under 4 get in free. They still have home games through mid-April. Maybe after that, you want to head over to the Ojibwa Golf and Bowl. That's some fun, family-friendly bowling and pizza. There's also the Irving Park and Zoo. That's just down the road. Kids are going to love the elk, black bears, hyenas, bison, a bunch of other animals. There's the Chippewa Candy Shop. They have a rainbow of flavors for gummy bears, a variety of chocolate treats and other delicious candy. And you know, adults, you can treat yourself while you're in Chippewa Falls because the Liney Lodge is right there. You can sip on your favorite Leinenkugel's beer and tour that iconic brewery.
And I have a paddle that the Liney brothers all signed. When I won an award, and Bob Bozold, who was one of my former students, knows the Liney family and got me one of their Leinenkugel paddles with the guys signing it. So it's sitting in my living room as we speak. And so you can imagine
that's
what my living room is like.
Yeah.
It's got quite a collection of things that I've received over the years. And it's always a lot of fun. And you know what? It's always a lot of fun talking to you. Thank you so much. Now don't wear yourself out running around to all these events.
Thank you again for having me. And yeah, I'll see you out there on the Wisconsin trails, huh?
Well, I will do my best. I'll look you up, Ann. Thank you so much. Ann Sayers is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She's always a lot of fun to talk to. And I hope we can get her back and talk about more events maybe coming up later on in the year. Just looking ahead to tomorrow on the Larry Mueller Show, Bill Volkert, naturalist, is back to talk birding. So be sure to join in with your bird questions and comments. That's tomorrow at 11 on the Larry Mueller Show. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. Please stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.